from an Adam Gadol, a real Adam Gadol that was unfortunately just Nifter and Klal Yisrael just lost. I don't know if you know him, but he was tremendously influential. I actually have a vart tonight of someone that was very influenced by him, and someone that I didn't know personally, but from what I heard about him and people that I know that worked with him, and the stories that I've heard about him, just a special, special human being. His name was Rabbi Zecharia Wallerstein, who was Makariv and really transformed a lot of people's lives. I was just talking to my wife that we were just talking about that he was very much involved in Kiruv, but transformational Kiruv. And really was an intelligent, accomplished, very successful individual, and really just was miyachad his life for the sake of Klal Yisrael. They say that his tefillin bag had adornments of piercings on people's bodies that he put onto the tefillin bag, that, you know, of the people that he was makariv and brought them back to Klal Yisrael. So this is not about him, but it's a story that I heard from him, which was just very moving. And there was two Jews from a Yidden, Payas, a beard, that were davening at the Kotel. And one guy walked up to the other guy and said to him, "Oh my gosh, it's you." And the other guy had no idea what he was talking about. And he says to him, "I've been looking for you for years." And the other guy is looking at him as, what are you talking about? Who are you? I've never met you before. And he says to him, "I want to take you back 5 years ago. A long, long time ago. I don't know if you know, but I'm originally not from here. I'm from Tel Aviv. And I was hanging out with a bunch of my friends in Tel Aviv. And we were on a big street, a very busy street, a street that has all kinds of things. And we were hanging out in front of a certain, you know, shop, movie stores with certain pictures. And then suddenly a man walks by us with his head awkwardly to the ground and moving weiter without picking up his head. And all of my friends started to laugh and mock about how this guy, he doesn't even know where he's going, he can't even lift his head. And suddenly, I had a knee-jerk reaction to follow you. And I started following you, and I was running after you because you were steaming ahead not to be distracted. And I followed you to a bus, and I tried to get on and to catch you on the bus, and you were gone. When the bus stopped, I got off the bus. The first base medrash that I saw, I walked in, and I said, I need to speak to the Ram, to the Rosh Yeshiva. And I walked up to him and I told him exactly what happened. And I asked him the following basic question. What is it that you have? What jewels do you guys involve yourself with that could now trigger that a person doesn't even need or feel the want and the drive to lift his head, to look at that pleasurable picture? What is it? I need to know. And the Rosh Yeshiva said to me, come tomorrow and learn with me for 5 minutes. He turned to this person and said, it has been my life's dream to be able to meet you and to finally recognize you. You don't know who I am, but you changed my life. You changed my life. And ever since then, I've become a Shomer Shabbos, a Ben Torah. From those 5 minutes, from that walk, and now I'm a different individual. The Torah in this week's Parsha, Rabbeisai, says, Parsha's Kedoshin. Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem Kedoshin to you, Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeich. So, we're very, very familiar that there's a mitzvah in this week's parasha, kadoshim to you. What does that mean? Be holy. You are holy, be holy. Why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeich, because I am holy. Such a popular pasuk, popular phrase that's thrown around. What does it mean, Bechla? But Rabbi Yisai, I saw a kasha that told the Rebbe, Mayridik Akasha. And he said, if you look at the medrash on this week's pasuk, on this phrase, it's a pliatsuma. You know what the pasuk says? Kedoshim to you. We galvanize. We say you gotta be holy. You have kedusha within you. You know what the Torah goes on? You know what the medrash goes on to say? Listen to this. Yochel kamoini. You might think that what? You should be like me. Talmud Loimer. Ani Hashem Elokeichem kedushasi lamala mimatmim kedushascha. I'm untouchable. I'm much greater. But Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand something. The Torah is trying to inspire us. The Torah is trying to trigger us. Let's be kaddish. Let's sanctify. Let's mimic the Rabbeinu Shalom. And what does the Medrash say? The Sefer of the Pasuk is telling us what? Relax. I'm untouchable. You can't even get there. What a deflating Pasuk. Yochel kamoini. You think you could be godly. Talmud Loimer kedushasi lama. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kedushasi lama mikdushaschem. So what are you telling me already? That's inspirational. Come on, Blue Sea, you're gonna say this at a Shabbat, and see why Shabbat all these kids gonna be like, where'd you come from? I thought you're trying to get Kedusha out of me. What does this mean? Yachol Kamaini. It's Mamish Meresha at Seifa, it's a steer in the Drasha. What's going on? Didn't Chazal know about 2022? You gotta be inspirational. You gotta say, hey, what's going on? What happened to all this Chassidish Torah? What's going on? What's Pshat? I think it's the Rishner. The Rishner has a Meiridik Apshat. Meiridik Apshat. He says, Yochel Kamoini. Don't read it. Don't read it like a Havamina. Don't read it like a Gemara. Yochel Kamoini. I would have thought that I could be like Hashem. Talmud Loimer. No. You know you should read it? Yochel Kamoini. You know how you could be like me? You got to say in every situation, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I have God in mind inside of me. That's the way I can be like Hashem. That's the way I can go to all heights. Abba Rabbi says, it's a Meiridik Apshat. Oh, but it's not Posh Pshat. It's not what Chazal, that's not what the Medrash says. So what's Taka the Pshat? So I was thinking like this. Perhaps this Yisoid, I think what the Tolner Rebbe is driving at, but I think you can perhaps expound on this from the next few Psukim as well. The Radomsker, the Tver Shlomo, once had a health issue, and he had to go to Germany for some medical procedures. He was spending Parshas Kedoshim in Germany, and he wasn't in his natural environment with his normal Hasidim and his regular shmuzes. And there was different chevra around. Some that were not holding on that level, to say the least. But still, Gadol was in town. And they still, you know, joined together and wanted to hear on Friday night some Torah from the Rebbe from Radomsk. So the Rebbe asked the following question. He says, you open up Parshas Kedoshim, turning to these people that are not his classic Hasidim, that are not the normal chevra that he's speaking to. And he turns to them and he says, there's a repeated phrase that's said in the first few psukim of Parshas Kedoshim again and again. Kedoshim tiyu ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ishi mo v'aviv tiro v'shapsa v'say tishmura ani Hashem Elokeichem. Al tiftu el alilim velohei masich leisasu lochem ani Hashem Elokeich. We could have saved a little ink over here. We could have just grouped all of these together and just said, "Kedoshim to you, ishimo vav tiro, al tiftu el alilim velohei masich ani Hashem Elokeich." Why is it that each and every pasuk needs to end with that same phrase, of Ani Hashem Elokecha. Just save a little bit of ink. Just combine these phrases and make it into one pasuk and one phrase. Said the Radomsky Rabbi Say, you guys think that you're not connected to sanctifying Hashem. You guys think that who are those that are involved in Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in being Mekadeshem Shamayim, the Kedoshim Tiyus, my normal Hasidim, my Tzadikim, those guys in the frocks, those guys that are in Radomsk with me, that are I'm spending an unusual tish, but who am I? I'm just a what? I'm a Beinoni, not a Tzadik. I'm a guy that what? You know what I do? I keep Shabbos. I have the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Nothing special. Yishim ovav tiro ve'esar b'sol tzai tishmar. You know what the Rebbeinu Shalom says? Ani Hashem Elokeich. Or you know what? There might even be people in this room that are not even holding there. That their relationship with their parents is just south. It's not going well. You don't have good communication. Shabbos is just too challenging. Shabbos just doesn't work. You know what I do? You know what my limitation is? Al tifnu el alilu. Elohim aseich aleisasu lechem. But who am I? That's your darga. That's what you have the ability to do. That's where you're holding. That's going to be mekadeshim shamayim. Ani Hashem alikech. Said the Radomsker Goinis. The Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to the Yetzer Hara inside every one of us. Of who am I? What am I accomplishing already? What am I doing? I'm holding by Elohim Asecha. I'm holding by not falling into a trap, by not getting stuck in a world of Avodah Zarah, by not getting bad in these bad habits, Rabbi Yisai, in each and every one of us are Avodah Zarahs and our Elohim Asechas. I'm not turning Al Tifnu El Lilim. That's what? Yeah. That also is Ani Hashem Elokeich. Every step, every stage, every group, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your God, and you are sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the ability to be Mekadeshim Shamayim. The Kedoshim Tiyut, Tikkun groups, the Shmir Shabbos and Kibud Avayim Tikkun groups, and finally, the Al Tifnu Elohim, the Elohim HaSeichu Tikkun groups. Moreover, Rabbi, what the Radomsker said in Ani Hashem Elokeichem, why the Rebbeinu Shalom had to say it three times and spill all that extra ink and make three different psukim, ending in the exact precisely same way. That is the answer to the original pasuk. We have a tendency, Rabbi Yisai, that our Yetzer Hara tells us, why begin? Why try? We are not going to be able to finish. We're not going to be able to accomplish. The end goal is going to be incomplete. Zok the Medrash, a hafla de gavart, says the Talmud Rebbe. Kedoshim tiyu, you can spread Kedusha on so many levels. Yachol kamoini, you might think that no, it's only kedai to pursue this Kedusha. If what? If I'm going to be perfect. If I'm going to be the Amishner. If I'm going to be a tzaddik. If I'm going to be a person that doesn't fall into traps. If I'm going to be a person that finishes the Masechta, that finishes all the Rishonim, that finishes the Sugya, then I actually did the job of Kedoshim Tiyu. Zok the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'll play God. Kedushasi lemalamim kedushascha. What did Rabbi Yisachar Friend say at the last Siyum HaShas, Rabbi Yisachar, before we went into the Nisayon of COVID? What did Rabbi Yisachar Friend say? What were those powerful words that I could still hear him saying it? I'm not going to start Shas. I'm not going to start Shnayim Mikra. Because I'm not going to be able to finish. I'm not going to try to be Makbid on this Halacha. My Shmira Seinayim. Because I'm no good. I'm going to fall in the trap. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. That's the Yetzer Hara. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. It's not emes. Yochol kamoili. Talmud loymer ani Hashem elekeichem. Kedushas I don't want you to be a god. What the Kotzker Rebbe say, Rabbi said, we said it so many times. The Kotzker says, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants anshei kodesh, kedushin tiyu of anoshim, of people who have the ability to fall. He doesn't want more malachim. He makes malachim by the second. He doesn't want you to be another god. He wants you to be a mensch. He wants you to be that, a human being, a person that faces challenges. He wants you to be different groups, that at each stage we have these issues and we have to resolve. But you know what? We can bring the Sefer of the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in each and every stage. And that is still a fulfillment of Kedoshim to you. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. What did this person do already? Walking down a street in Tel Aviv, had his face down, didn't lift up and walked on a bus. Oilam Haba. Oilam Haba. He's standing next to Avram Avinu. He's making Yiddin. He met a person and said, you changed my life forever. Thank God I met you. How much? What was he holding? Which pasuk? Elohim Asecha? Atifnu El Alilim? Dvarim Pshutim? Not looking at pornography? Not looking at something that, to be honest, Rabbi Yisai, is something that we think, okay, yeah, people struggle with it, but okay, I wouldn't necessarily call him a Kaddish. And he's inspired. And he's being the Kaddishim Shema. And he's the Gadol HaTor. Ani Hashem Elokeich. That creates Kedusha. Don't define Kedusha to you for me, says the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ani Hashem Elokeich. Anshei Kodesh to you. Rabbi Yisai, we have to internalize this. We have to hear what the Radomsker is telling us. We have to internalize this mice. We have to recognize that we fall into this trap. That what our friend says is something that speaks to each and every one of us. That often we don't put in the effort. Often we don't try. Because the Yetzirah tells us it's not going to work anyways. It's not going to complete anyways. So what? That stage, that category was not set in the Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, three different times, following the Pasuk Rotation. And he did that for a reason. Because he wants it. He wants every single Nisoyan. He wants every single aspect, every single Avoida, every single dual. Any effort that you can give, any accomplishment that you can give, that is Kiddushim Shamayim. That's Pshat and Kiddushim to you. That's Pshat and being able to walk around and living a life of being Mekadeshim Shemaim. You can walk down a block in Tel Aviv. In Tel Aviv! And be rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and making the greatest Kiddush Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem exists everywhere. In Elohei Masecha, in Ishimo Vaviv Tiro, Dvarim Mabekach, Dvarim that we encounter every day, and you don't respond in a certain way. Or you do, you surprise, and you're mahana in a certain way, you sow such respect. That's also on the Hashem Lekech. Things that we don't think are so great. They're not announced to the Siyam Hashas. But the Rebbeinu Shalom says, but you could put my pasuk, you could put my signature at the end of that. Shmir Shabbos, that I don't move a piece of muktzah. That I don't move, that I ask an extra shiloh about a certain hanhaga, whether it's right or it's not, Shmir Shabbos. What? That's going to get a signature of Ani Hashem Elokeichem? So the Radomsker, yes. Yes. And then ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, we'll all be Kedoshim Tiyus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's all part of the same service. It's all part of the same Avodah. And Amir Tzashem, Rabbi Yisai, we should be able to inspire. We should be able to convince. And we should be able to walk down those blocks of life and have people that will follow all of us onto the bus, into the Beis Medrash, changing their lives. L'dere deres, Mirtz Hashem. These words of the Rei Torah should be, Aschus, L'ili Nishmaso, Aroi Wallerstein. Shkai.